Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you that you called us out of darkness into our wonderful family, a family we always were made for and has now been restored back to. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for your purpose in this world, in this universe, that all things were made by you and all things are for you. And thank you, us as your children of God can be godly and we can stand for restoration before God, because your heart is not a heart to be turned away. What is in your heart you are bringing to pass. So thank you for this encouragement we're getting this morning, just to know you are single-minded in bringing about your thoughts and intents, your word, your plan. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, family. We said Ephesians 1 verse 9, but they go together. Verses 9 and 10 go together. So let's do, and we're going to do it from the EPT. We'll just do verse 9.
And through the revelation of the Anointed One, he unveiled his secret desires to us, the hidden mystery of his long-range plan, which he was delighted to implement from the very beginning of time.
I remember in the beginning of time, before the creation, before the fall, we were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless and in love, in the light, in him. And so when the production line went wrong through the fall, God sent his son. And that's the beauty. The mystery is we were always made. Mankind is God's idea. We were made to be God's children. In Malachi 2:15 says he desires godly offspring. And so Jesus comes, lays aside his godliness as the son, the firstborn among many, and he comes and shows what is required of the brethren, from baby to young man to father. And then says, I mean, he gives a prophetic word there. That's a time when the Greeks come to look for Jesus, and they want to see Jesus. And he didn't just jump, hey, here I am. He says to Philip, unless the seed falls into the ground, it will remain alone. But when it falls into the ground and dies, and then it will come alive again and it will produce much fruit. And that's God's desire. Jesus came, showed a testimony of a child of God, testimony of godly offspring, testimony of a spiritual man and woman. And then he paid the price so that we can come back to that reality. And that's why the testimony of Jesus, Revelations 19:10, is a spirit of prophecy. As a prophecy could be spoken with words, a prophecy was lived out from baby to young man to father. So that's what God desires. And that's what, since that has taken place 2,000 years ago, that is what's worked. Those people standing fast with their God, standing fast on the leading of the Holy Spirit and the love of the Word, you have seen their lives be giving testimony to a great salvation, to walking in the footsteps of Jesus, to doing the works Jesus done. And this is God's eternal plan, that he's not a God to change his mind. Okay, the next verse, my sweetie, 10.
And because of God's unfailing purpose, this detailed plan will reign supreme through every period of time until the fulfillment of all the ages finally reaches its climax, when God makes all things new in all of heaven and earth through Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. We spoke about that now. That's been recurring. That is the testimony, the love of God that works, and it has been recurring through the ages, but until the fulfillment. And from the 2,000 years from when Jesus took over, took the seat on the right hand of power, he's been coming in glory and allowing that, and leading his servants that love him, love his word. He comes and he lives with them, and the Father lives with them. So these testimonies has been happening. But now until the end, and this is where I believe we're coming to now, where the sons and the children of God, the flock, are going to go out in power like Jesus was, like Jesus on that last three years. So that's what we hold on to, guys. Guys, God is not a man to be mocked. And we see darkness really standing up. But this is a time when every in all the ages past, I speak now even before Jesus' rule and reign, whenever darkness came, and that was an opportunity. And the darkness was actually coming against God and his plan. And God's plan always reigned supreme, like with Noah, like with Gideon, like with Esther. So know we are the children of the living God, made to shine in these last days. And God is restoring all things. It started 2,000 years ago. That's why John writes, the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. And that's where new creations were being made from when Jesus took up his place on the right hand of the Father. And new creations are those that know old things have passed away, that the heaven has changed. There's no devil accusing man any longer. And the Old Testament guys that were waiting for Jesus are now already in heaven. And they are the foundation of the kingdom that Jesus has established. And he's been establishing it. But that kingdom is coming to its fullness now, where all darkness is crushed under the feet of Jesus. And we are his body. And then the kingdom comes on earth as it is in heaven. And that's where the beautiful prophecies of the lion and the lamb eating together, the child playing with the cobra, all these things need to take place, guys. And this is what is taking place. So be bold, be strong, know your God is for you, and this earth belongs to us, not to this deception. Psalm 37 is a psalm you can go through over and over and just see how many times they speak about the righteous ruling and the unrighteous being taken off the earth. So Jesus is ruling to bring about the total newness of everything and the total molding in the kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven, when all things are new. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for your unfailing plan. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.